every minute of it. And on pit road is Steve Post and Jason Toy. 27 laps are complete. A long way to go.
With Tyler Reddick leading Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott. Those three head for the back stretch. And then Mike Bagley, we got a good battle for the number four spot.
And it involves Bubba Wallace and Denny Hamlin. Denny has been trying to get by Bubba for about the last handful of laps or so. Denny has started to run a lane off the wall. Bubba's got the outside lane covered. Denny is having no success in doing that.
And Dave Moody, that has been, like Mike pointed out, a lap after lap after lap. Battle for the fourth position. Bubba's got it right now, but Denny wants it.
Yeah, Bubba's doing a pretty good job of keeping the boss in the rearview mirror. Denny's about on his third tactic now. He comes in high right behind Wallace, then ducks to the bottom, and that's not going to work this time around either.
It looks like that it'll work midway through the corner, but all of a sudden Bubba's speed kicks in and Denny's got to follow him back. Now, this time through into three, Denny stays on Bubba's back bumper. They are separated by a car length this time through.
With the ebb and flow of old tires and how your chassis reacts to that, let alone the fact that this South Florida sunshine beating down on this racetrack, Dave Moody, we're starting to see the top three begin to get back together.
Yeah, they are, and it's a little bit surprising because about six laps ago, Kyle Larson got a bit of the fence here in turns one and two. Mike Bagley, he scuffed up that right rear fender panel, but it hasn't slowed him down.
As a matter of fact, he has sped up. He'll go a lane off the wall this time through, but the battle for the lead is six car lengths apart.
And then you go back to Christopher Bell, and that's an interesting story there. He started third. Take a look at him right now coming off of turn number four, Alex. He's about to give up two more spots.
Alex Bowman is to his inside. Ryan Blaney is pestering the back bumper. But you're right, Christopher Bell is beginning to backslide just a bit.
Now, see, Bell's got some heat at the back door, no doubt about it. Bowman goes all the way to the bottom. Blaney goes all the way to the top. Double barrel challenge for C. Bell.
Right now, Bell out of two, looks in the rearview mirror. Blaney is there. Then behind him, by about a car length, you've got Alex Bowman. A good private battle with right now Bell just trying to get his sea legs under him here in the early going.
And Todd Gordon, that's how quickly things can change. Earlier in the race, Bell led one lap. It happened to be his 1,000th lap led this season, looking very good, and all of a sudden that handling goes away like a light switch and it's off and you're going backwards.
That's what I love about this Miami Homestead or Homestead Miami Raceway Speedway. The car goes through changes. As the tires wear out, the balance changes, the drivers have to adapt to that. We'll have comers and goers. Guys that are fast in the front may pay the penalty on the backside.
But right now, the lead continues to stay in the hands of Tyler Reddick and his Toyota. It's about seven car lengths, maybe a car length or two lower or higher any given lap. Kyle Larson is second, Chase Elliott third. Bubba Wallace is continuing to hang on with Denny Hamlin chasing him. Pit stops are beginning to happen right now. Playoff driver William Byron is on the pit lane in front of Jason Toy.
More tires, Sunoco Fuel needs some more forward bite coming off the corner, so they made a slight air pressure adjustment for him. Michael McDowell is also in. Ty Gibbs in. Four tires, Sunoco Fuel. A lot of drivers complaining that they are tight. Chase Elliott making his stop right now as he works his way around. Corey LaJoy. Chase Elliott hits the mark perfectly. Alan Gustin's team goes to work on the right side. Put it on those fresh kids are racing Eagles. Sunoco Fuel going in on the left. It's going to take one can to get him to the end of the stage. Steve Post.
Ross Chastain brought his car in. Here's race leader Tyler Reddick. He's in the very first pit box. No adjustments on that car. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Denny Hamlin is in pit box number nine. The Mavis colors on Hamlin's car. Really happy with his race car as well. Sunoco Fuel is in. There goes Denny Hamlin down and away with his pit stop, Jason.
Kyle Larson making his way down the pit lane. Had a very good car. He was asked by Cliff Daniels, his crew chief, what do you need? He goes, nothing. He likes the way it runs. Air pressure, nothing changes there for. They're going to put the right side tires on. Crew done with work there. They swing around the left. One pump of the jack in the air. They put the left side tires on. Sunoco Fuel, he's down the way. Austin Dillon and Bubba Wallace also making pit stops along with Martin Truex Jr. here in the turn for end of pit road.
Now Christopher Bell is in front of the postman.
Christopher Bell, the handle's gone away on the rim. Toyota, going to be an adjustment on that car. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. He is down and away. There goes Alex Bowman. He's completed his pit service now. All of these pit stops, green flag pit stops here during the running of this race. Todd Gordon said, lap 32, 33, lap 35. We just about wrapped up this round of pit stops.
So green flag pit stops Todd Gordon taking place at the moment.
A little bit surprised. I thought 32 or 33 if we went green, but we had that caution at lap one. I thought that might have extended this one out to 35, 6, 7, but the guys came on their number, and once somebody comes, everybody's got to come because you can't give up that lap time.
All but 11 drivers have come on to pit road. Brad Keselowski right now is out front. A.J. Allmendinger, Kyle Busch go 1-2-3.
One thing that we need to take into account here on this green flag cycle, Chase Elliott got the pit work done and got on the racetrack in front of Kyle Larson, who is in front of Tyler Reddick. So kudos to Alan Gustafson and that team. They did yeoman's work on the pit lane. Chase Elliott got slowed down later than everybody, got back up to speed. That's a big green flag stop for that team.
Todd, you called the strategy on lap 32, 3, 4, and 5 for the drivers that are staying out now. What can you guess is their strategy call?
Well, I'm thinking you want to take the best opportunity out of both sets of tires. And really, if you look at that caution we had three or four caution laps. I think it was five to start with. That's not green flag laps. So now, if you looked at this, you wanted to split it at 40. Probably becomes 42 or 3. It's a true getting the best out of both sets of tires. Maybe go a little longer here. Have a little bit of a tire advantage. 10 laps on tires, you'll be able to pass cars with.
To put it in a little more illustration for you listening to this broadcast, old tires versus the brand new tires. Brad Keselowski has stayed on the racetrack on the older tires he started the race on. His last lap time was 35.3 seconds around this racetrack. Look at Chase Elliott, 33.8 seconds. About 1.6, 1.7 seconds per lap is how much faster you are on new tires.
And back to your point originally that you made just a moment ago, that Elliott and Adam Stevens getting the job done on pit road got by their teammate in Kyle Larson. One better than that. They also got by Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick was the first one on to pit road as the race leader, with Larson then Elliott. That was your top three. Now it's Elliott leading over Larson. Now this is ninth on back, but it's Elliott, Larson, and Reddick. So Chase Elliott and the crew getting it done there, although again they are running in position number nine. Brad Keselowski yet to pit. AJ Allmendinger second, Kyle Busch, Todd Gilliland, Joey Logano, Austin Cindric. Harrison Burton was on pit road on lap three. Justin Haley on lap two. That is currently your top eight before you get back to Chase Elliott and the rest of the drivers that just pitted.
We are halfway through the opening stage of the race. 40 down this time by 40 to go here with Brad Keselowski, currently the race leader, with A.J. Allmendinger and Kyle Busch, your top three, but are yet to make a pit stop.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Tracks app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Tracks today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
Continuing under the green flag, playoff driver Joey Logano, Steve Post, has just made his way onto pit lane.
Joey has the Hunt Brothers pizza colors on the car. We talked about him starting at the rear of the field, so they decided to do just exactly what Todd Gordon suggested, 42 laps. So they got right about to the halfway point of this one, and they're going to see what happens with this pit strategy and see what their car does. Brad Keselowski brings his car in. Here's the race leader. He also on the same strategy. Matt McCall making the call here for Tyler Sunoco Racing Club, wrapping up his pit service midway through stage number one.
Harrison Burton is on pit road. That means there are only two remaining on the racetrack that have yet to pit, and that's the race leader, Todd Gilliland. We expect him shortly, and here he comes now. Justin Haley should be shortly coming onto pit road. Once that happens, that's going to turn the lead over to Chase Elliott on lap number 42 from Homestead Miami Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, everybody has come to pit road now, and Chase Elliott is the leader here at the Homestead Miami Speedway. The Napa 9 out front, Chase Elliott behind the wheel. His teammate Kyle Larson is second. But for how long, Alex Hayden?
Tyler Reddick is on the move, and he looked to the inside of Kyle Larson off turn four. Reddick is right there trying to grab the spot, headed back to one.
He's putting that car where the open asphalt is. Kyle Larson running right up next to the fence to nobody's surprise. So Reddick's going to take the bottom. He's going to make a run. Oh, Larson's in the fence. He hit it hard at the end of the turn two. Trouble for Kyle Larson as he limps down the back straightaway.
He is off the pace. There is smoke coming from the right side of the car, a greatly reduced rate of speed, and he's got a flat right rear tire, and it's shedding debris on the apron of the racetrack. Kyle Larson is off the pace, and he is coming to pit road.
He is up 35 above the point line coming in, but this is a big blow. Kyle Larson brings out the caution flag now as debris shredded all over turn number four. Jason Toy, Kyle Larson is headed your way.
A couple of laps before this happened, he radioed in to the crew and said, I've got a vibration that's really shaking a lot. The right rear has gone down after contact with the wall. They're going to change those right side tires. They're going to send them back out to catch up to the tail end before they come back and fix everything else.
Playoff competitor Kyle Larson in trouble here in the opening stage at Homestead. Larson had debris come off the car. The tire carcass went up the racetrack in turn four, has since come to a rest down on the apron.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Playoff competitor Kyle Larson, as we run at the moment, is now 26 points out of the playoffs. Still a lot of racing to go here at Homestead Miami Speedway as the field stays on the racetrack. Pit lane remains closed for the moment. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine.
And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Green lights are on at the entrance to pit lane, which means it is open this time by race leader Chase Elliott. He is not going to try to fake anyone. He's going right to pit road, and he is going to bring a kaleidoscope of color with him. Here they come, Jason Toy.
Looking like the South Florida beach with all this color out here as they make their way down the pit lane. Bubba Wallace hits the mark first. They're going to go with right side tires, Sunoco fuel. Martin Truex Jr. back behind him. Chase Elliott, who led this train out here on the pit lane, they're going to go four tires, Sunoco. No adjustments this time around, along for William Byron with a good pit stop for him. See post.
Ryan Blaney is in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Also in Christopher Bell. They're still trying to dial up the handle on that car. Here's Joey Logano getting four tires in fuel. Tyler Reddick has the first pit box. The race off Bear Road. Chase Elliott wins it. Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace go out side by side. Ryan Blaney and Christopher Bell go out in the top five. Pit stops here on lap number 50.
So taking advantage of the opportunity for brand new Goodyear Racing Eagles top five off of pit road. As the postman pointed out, it was Chase Elliott over Bubba Wallace. He picks up two spots. Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney up to fourth off of pit road, and Christopher Bell. That was your top five off pit road.
Top five cars off of pit lane are presented by National Debt Relief. Struggling with credit card debt? Well, National Debt Relief can help you get back on track. They negotiate.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle nine. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win.
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with straight savings. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
O'Reilly. Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
We've got 28 laps to go here in the opening stage. Now, not everyone came to pit lane when it opened up just a couple of laps back. Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Austin Cindric, and Todd Gilliland all opted to stay on the racetrack. Let's face it, they made their green flag stop around lap number 41. Since then, the caution came out. They only had about, six laps on their tires. So it's worth the gamble to try to maintain some track position.
So behind those four are the ones that were on pit road. Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell and William Byron. That is your top 10. Kyle Larson right now being shown in position number 33. Crew chief, you just stuck the car in the fence. We understand the tire went down before he got the fence, but he got the fence. That's the bottom line, and you've probably damaged that race car. And now, as Alex pointed out, you find yourself right now four above the cut line. How do you soldier on? What do you try to make of this the rest of the way?
Try to figure out how you can get back to leading this race. I think that's the goal. Whether you can do that or not, it's going to be a challenge for him, but got to work your way forward and figure out where your balance goes. If there's any damage, what you need to work around that to make yourself competitive for the end of this race.
What was a negative could have been a fortunate break for Larson, because with the tire carcass coming off, it brought a caution out. He didn't have to spin two laps on the pit lane and lose those laps as the green goes back in the air. Larson is indeed still on the lead lap as the field goes to turn one.
Good jump for Kyle Busch. He'll get away by a car like Bubba Wallace. Threads the needle. Three wide from the third row. Bubba Wallace to the lead by the time they get to turn two.
And Chase Elliott comes whipping around the outside of Kyle Busch. Bubba's away with the lead. They're three wide for second. Reddick on the bottom. Logano in the middle. Elliott topside. A massive car is four, five wide further back.
And that is what Goodyear Racing Eagles mean to these drivers. If you've got them, you use them. Bubba did. He leads Reddick and Chase Elliott back to the corner.
Kyle Busch led at the entrance of turn one a lap ago. He's outside the top 10 now and struggling to hang on to that. Bubba Wallace by three car lengths over Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick right now running in position number two. You've got in third Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney in fourth. Christopher Bell rounding out the top five as everybody starts to settle down after that first lap restart.
23-11 Racing looking good at the moment. They are first and second with Bubba Wallace and Tyler Reddick. Co-owner Michael Jordan sitting down on the pit lane right now as he watches his cars flash by.
Third spot belongs to Chase Elliott. He's about four car lengths behind the Tyler Reddick machine. Another three to four back to Ryan Blaney. Two more to Christopher Bell.
For those drivers that did not take tires, they have dropped anchor and they are plummeting through the field. Here's a battle for the lead. Tyler Reddick to the inside of Bubba Wallace at the entry of turn three.
Teammates going at it. Tyler on the bottom, Bubba to the top side. Give the advantage to Tyler Reddick, new race leader, lap 56. Tyler Reddick's got it, but Bubba Wallace is right there.
Looking to the inside on entry into turn one. Reddick throws a bit of a curveball. He goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Now drifts up as Bubba Wallace runs the fence at the exit of two.
Looking further back at the tail end of the field, Kyle Larson is only past six cars as he tries to make his way back to the front, trying to get back to the lead, which is occupied right now by Tyler Reddick.
And Larson, I'm sure, is doing a little bit of diagnosing with his hands on the steering wheel and, quite frankly, the feel of the car with his backside in the seat, finding out, A, if the toe has been knocked out. That's the direction of the front tires. And finding out if everything's okay with the race car. You have that ability right now, Todd, to just kind of figure out if your car is indeed okay.
Yeah, you've got 23 laps left in this stage. You're going to sort out what you can, figure out what you need to work this through. He's wrapping the bottom right now, working that line, and driving past a few cars. I think he's going to be all right. He can tell by where his steering wheel is down the straightaway if the toe got knocked out. They've probably checked that out already. Now they're just trying to see where their balance needs to be to drive farther forward.
Boy, we've got a great battle right now, Todd. Position number two, Bubba Wallace under attack from Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott under attack from Ryan Blaney.
It looked like Elliott was going to bypass Bubba Wallace a lap ago, but Bubba got a good run off the top of the fence. Now Ryan Blaney is all over Chase Elliott. That's the battle for third.
They will race single file to the back straight.